Thursday night Bar Halacha.
Okay, a little about Mechiras Chometz, whether people are making a mistake or whether it's just the way they talk, but they're not making a mistake. You don't sell the Chometz to the Rav. You're just making the rabbi a shliach to sell your Chometz for you. You're not, there's no transfer of Chometz going on with the Rav. Are you making a kinyan? When you pick up the pen or whatever it is, the kinyan suda, the kinyan chalipin, that's just, it's called la'alume milsa, to be mechazek, the shlichus that you're making him. The shtar that you're signing, that most people sign, is a shtar harshah, a yipukalach. You're making the Rav a shliach, and the shtar is the harshah, saying that he's the shliach to sell your chametz for you. And the kinyan is what we call the alume milsa, that it shouldn't, it's really, without the kinyan, it's also chal. It's fine. But it's to, many times when we do things, we do it lechazek. Lechazek was going on, so we make a kinyan. If you do the, if you, again, we call it mechiras chometz, but if you appoint the rav, if you sign the shtar too early, there's a problem involved that the chometz you buy afterwards, if you want to include any chometz that you buy afterwards, it's not included, since it's a davar shelo b'li'olam at the time you made the, you empowered the rav to sell the chometz for you, so it's not covered by that, he has no power. So that's a pilbul ni'achronim. The pashtus is indeed it's a problem. There are makilim because of various cheshbonos, and also it's not really logical. I mean, that's why you try to schedule the signing, the empowering the rav to be mocha the chometz. You try to schedule it really as late as possible, so that it would any chometz you buy after that, you're not really going to sell. You're just going to buy, you know, stuff to eat, and you shouldn't have a problem. I had a cheshbon of making the date of the shtar later, which l'chayra should be a good eitzah, and the empowerment, the appointment of the harshah should be afterwards, should be chal on the later date, the date that you put into the shtar. I think this year I decided not to do it, even though I'm sure it's okay. But there is an issue in the achronim about a shtar m'ucher, but that's because of a chashash knunya, and it really is okay. I don't know, maybe I will do it. I don't. Chayre, that's another eitzah to get around that problem of chametz that you buy later. But it really shouldn't be a problem, because you're not really buying chametz later, as I say, that you're going to end up selling, unless you're the type that sells the half a box of noodles, because you don't want to throw it out. You should throw it out. You get a mitzvah. And if you sell it, as we said, you don't get a mitzvah. Okay, that's enough for now.